tile, the tides of the land. The cycles of water and the patterns of water are very important to Māori. Hinia Moana, goddess of the ocean, is in control of the tides. A high tide brings salt water onto the land, while a low tide will take that salt water back to the ocean. But from the perspective of the land, we also look at what's replacing the salt water. So fresh water is coming in behind the salt water. Hinia Moana is aligned with Maramataka, or the lunar calendar, in terms of the waxing and waning of the moon, and how that affects tidal movements and the rhythm and patterns of water. Taiao is often translated as the environment, but it also has meaning as the tides of the land or the rhythm of the land. Although the land is hardly moving at all, the water moves above, through, and under the land. There's the movement of water through groundwater, and there's also movement of water from the mountain to the sea as water runs downhill. There's movement of water in terms of the rain and the uptake of water to form clouds. Māori thinking is lined with taiao, the thinking in terms of the rhythms of the land. We see the lunar cycle, or Maramataka, and its effect on the movement of water and the tides at Wairarapa Moana. On a high tide, salt water comes all the way into what is now known as Allsops Bay. And we see this especially on a spring or autumn high tide. Fish such as flounder come all the way into Lake Wairarapa, which is a transitional place from salt water, Waitai, into ordinary water, Waimāori, and then into Waiariki, the most chiefly or highest quality water. That transition from Waitai to Waimāori in Lake Wairarapa happens at Allsops Bay. That is an important place ecologically and spiritually because it's a meeting place of many different fish, both freshwater and saltwater fish, as there's a sufficient mix of water for both kinds of fish to build their tolerance and survive. For Māori, this place is important because it's a place of transition and it holds two Māori. It's the Māori, or the life force, behind saltwater and the life force behind freshwater.